And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke bull.
Welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, we got a guy on the live line now that's been affiliated with our show for a long, long time. And he's a great friend. He happens to make very good beer, and he runs a little restaurant up in Big Rapids. Bob, who we got, man?
We have Crankinopolis, Jim Crank from Cranker's Brewery. How are you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? How are we doing today?
Yeah, good to hear your voice, man. It's been a while.
It's your big weekend.
I know that. I'm feeling it. Believe me, I got the anxiety going. But the Lions won. We're all good. Things are in good spirits today around Big Rapids.
I'm telling you.
We're ready to roll.
Yeah. So, Crank, football team's still doing good up there. That's been a huge thing the last couple years. I'm coming up for homecoming. I'll be there in the morning. I might swing through and darken your door. I know you're going to be busy. I won't pull you out of the meeting. Are you still feeding the team before the games?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes. Our record now is, I believe, 91-8 since we've been feeding them.
Wow. There's something magic about a Cranker's pregame meal, huh?
Well, and we just had a guy on with a hot dog shop, Crank, and he calls it a hot dog joint.
Yeah.
And he's doing a really good job. He's going to switch over to your brand of dogs, the Dearborn. But it's funny because Jim Crank just happens to make a pretty doggone good Coney.
Yes, he does. You sell a few of those, don't you?
Oh, yes. The original Detroit, Coney Island, and, yeah, we're still doing them, still selling quite a few of those, and, yeah.
Why is that? What do you know about Detroit?
Yeah.
I don't know. I forgot. It's been a while since I've been back there, actually.
Your family still has some food businesses in the Detroit market.
Oh, yeah. We have Crank's Catering and Crank's Enchantments, and we run a lot of different golf courses and different venues, catering halls, and they're one of Michigan's largest catering companies.
So that's cool. Those are your roots, right? Tell me a little bit about what's going on in the brewery, because I think that's one of the best kept secrets in Michigan is the kind of beer that Crank makes, because you've even got some patents on one of them, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, we have a keto beer that right now we don't have it out there on the shelves right now. Some legal things going on with it, but we do have a patent on it. And we have our Bulldog Red National Championship batch that we just released about a month and a half ago, and we're having a lot of people sign up to be part of that. And it's basically based on the success of our football team, our Bulldog Red. We released it in 2012 and still out there in the shelves and doing pretty good. And we just put a national championship batch together, which we kind of lightened it up a little bit and it carbonated a little bit more. And it's doing very, very well. People are really, really happy with it. And we're very proud of that beer right now that we have out there. And then our true Michigan Pilsner, which is pure Michigan Pilsner, is one that we are releasing right now. It's a very, very good beer. It has very high marks from Cicerones, and I'm very excited about this beer. It'll only be out in draft at first, and then we'll package it after the first of the year.
You know, I was thinking of you the other day. I was watching a news story, and the commentator was basically started down the Bud Light tranny conversation and all that stuff. And to his credit, now, you know, talking about the woke breweries and all these brands that are trying to destroy themselves with this garbage.
Exactly.
To his credit, the guy said, that just gives you a reason to go buy American beer. Go to a microbrewery. And I thought, thank you. Thank you. You don't have to get, you know, the junk that's mass produced by foreign companies. You can get, you know, you can help an American keep a job.
Right.
Drink our products.
That's very, very true that you said that. And in our industry, we've seen it for a while. The trend now is to go with the lighter beers that are made by the smaller breweries. And, you know, the Shorts, Local Lights, these beers,
yeah.
Founder Solid Gold. These beers are beers that are really, you know, doing quite well.
And they taste like beer.
They taste like beer. Yes,
right,
they do.
Right.
They really do.
And that's a great point, because, you know, a lot of people are afraid of, because they've had maybe a heavy or two at times and it got them a little tipped over. You can still get a great tasting beer with a light alcohol content.
Right. And one that people, I mean, let's face it, we all grew up on the Budweiser, Miller, Coors type beers, you know. So that's what beer tastes like to a lot of people. And we're making beers that are craft beers, no chemicals, no GMO. I mean, very good beers that are similar styles that I think have a lot more flavor, a lot better for you. And,
That's a great point when you talk about GMOs and all that stuff, because I remember 20 or 30 years ago, Congress was trying to force the brewers into putting ingredients on their label because people wanted to know, you know, what kind of junk. Because I know Anheuser-Busch at the time was using an abnormal fermenter. I think it was like formaldehyde or something like that. And there were things in their beer that, you know, if the average health nut took a look at it, if he could see the ingredients. But Budweiser and Miller were the two big giant funds that went after this legislation and killed it, because they don't want people to know. Coors said, go ahead, bring it on. We'll put our ingredients on. Coors was, you know, still kind of a natural beer.
Yep. Well, as you remember probably in your old college days, that people used to go out to Colorado and bring back cases of Coors.
Guilty.
Back then. But that's when it was non-pasteurized. Now,
okay, if you were thinking, though, if you were smart, you'd load up your car with Strohs, bring it out there, because there's people out there that want to get their Strohs, and
right.
That's how I rolled.
Yeah.
Not that I did that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because
that
would have been illegal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Crank, you still open 24 hours a day?
No. We've been,
good.
That honestly, that has been a while since we've done that. Since basically about 2 years after we opened the brewery, we cut that out. We've actually been considering staying open later now with the DoorDash and everything like that. You know, it's all different, guys. The college scene is all different. You know, it's everybody likes things in their room now.
On their phone.
The social life is a lot different than it was when you gentlemen stalked the streets of Big Rapids.
Right, yeah, right.
Oh, so aptly and accurately purported.
Right.
Yeah, it's bring it to them. They don't come to you now, right?
Getting the feeling he's got pictures of us, Randy.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. I know the Big Rapids PD do.
Those long lines at the Pizza King are not there anymore, believe me.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
Pizza King.
But Jim, are you packaging any beer on the to go? Is it all right there at the brewery, or can you find it in stores?
You can still find it in stores. We are still out there in distribution. We're being a little bit more selective right now with the retailers that we're using, because actually the brand is growing again, and we're getting a lot of beer out there in the keg, so we can only make so much. So we're being a little bit more selective of the retailers that we use. So
fair enough.
But it's out there, and
just go to the brewery. He's got a cooler full of it. You can take home as many six packs or cases as you want.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, we've got it right there at the brewery, and like I said, we're still punching it out, still working on new stuff. We've done some really good stuff. We're back participating in a lot of the beer festivals again, and you know, hopefully things get back to normal. And COVID was a
I'm sure they will. I'm sure they will. And Jim, we're out of time, but next week I'll be up hunting. I'll see you soon, buddy.
Look forward to seeing you, Jop.
All right, I'll be there
tomorrow. Say hello.
Will do. All right.
All right.
Take her easy,
guys.
See you.
Thanks, buddy.
All right.
Great.
Well, that's cool. Jim Crank from Crankers up in Big Rapids. If you get up that way, you're headed north to go hunting, you got to wheel through Big Rapids, get off 131 and wheel in there and have some great beer.
And then here's the cool part. You stop in on your way home for breakfast.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. He didn't play up the restaurant as much as he needs to. He feeds that football team before every game. Yeah. But anyway, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Get out. Do a little tailgating this weekend. Lots of great high school and college games.
Yeah, and if you're in a tree, put your harness on.
All right,
see
we'll talk to you next week.